Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
We got a head coach, baby.
We?
Well, not we.
Oh, but... No. You heard it.
Hey, I'll root for Beaver's success any day of the week, all right? It makes the state better. It makes the local economy better when our bees are winning football games.
Got to be honest. It's tough not seeing Oregon versus Oregon State today, not understanding, you know, everything. And Washington is probably a bigger rivalry as far as the national media is concerned. But if you're from the state of Oregon, you know what today is. And it sucks that every other state gets their in-state rivalry, but we don't.
It is a rivalry. Game today, Rivalry Week, brought to you by Woda Woda, right here on the Fan.
Yeah, that's
Oregon Washington. We will get to that next, but hey, this is an Oregon State segment, damn it. All right. In fact, I look at the Wikipedia page for one Jamarcus Shepherd, and I see this.
He's got a lot of Rivalry Week experience.
He is the head coach for Oregon State University, a position he has held since November 28th, 2025. Beavs, you got your head coach. Let's
Good
go.
Good job, guys.
We got some sort of, we don't have any sort of Beavs music.
And they hired a brother that was not from Corvallis.
Yeah, they fire off a chainsaw. Give me a chainsaw.
I don't know where
Please
it is.
Don't.
I gotta go look for it.
Please don't.
Yeah, that actually, that chainsaw on third downs
was infuriating.
Over and over.
And we were sitting really close to
over
it.
Over again.
Really infuriating.
Kill me. Kill me. I will never go to Reser Stadium again. You can't pay me to go back to that effing place.
Yeah, you will.
Jordan,
don't besmirch our Oregon State brethren.
Okay? There are going to be a lot of hots there.
You know, there are Beavers that listen to 105.1 The Fan, believe it or not.
I'm not disparaging them. I'm disparaging the sounds.
I feel like that's your second comment, your second bad comment you've made about Reser Stadium this hour, okay? And I won't have it.
Okay. All right. Reser Stadium is amazing, Joe. There.
It is. They didn't make all those renovations for nothing. All right. Jamarcus Shepherd coming by way of Alabama. How about that? He was he went there with Kalen DeBoer from Washington to Bama when DeBoer made the switch. He was the team's assistant head coach, co-offensive coordinator, and wide receivers coach. What he is known for is being able to develop wide receivers. When he got there last year, they obviously got some good wide receivers in Bama, so I'm told. Washington, they of course had Roma Dunze, Jalen McMillan. There's one more that I'm forgetting off the top of my head, but there was a few of them that played pretty damn well during his time up there at Washington with Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah, he was solid.
He was also at Purdue when Purdue had a pretty good receiver there as well, Rondale Moore, who I believe was a first-team All-American when he was at Purdue, the same time that Jamarcus Shepherd was there. He also had a stint at Washington State for a little bit. He was on Mike Leach's staff up at Washington State. That was during the time of River Craycraft, one of the best receivers in Washington State history. Also, Fun fact about River Craycraft. One of my girlfriend's friends, their son is named River because the dad is a huge Washington State fan. He named him after River Craycraft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
That's cool.
I couldn't believe that when I first heard it. I was like, wait, you really named him River because of River Craycraft? And he's like, yeah. And I was just like,
weird.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I respect it.
Yeah, that's
that's, you know.
That's Coug love
like,
right there.
I was like, that's dedication.
That's Coug love right there.
100%.
I don't know any Cougs that are that dedicated to something like that.
Yeah. But it seems like Jamarcus Shepherd, I mean, I knew nothing about this guy up until a
couple
days
ago.
Not
going to act like I did.
Yeah, exactly.
Looked at, you know, just some research, and apparently he played in, like, I want to say, like, maybe Division II, all
DePaul University.
Yeah, DePaul University, but he's their all-time leader in kickoff returns.
Sure.
Which is awesome. You know what that tells me? That you've got an offensive-minded guy that's coming to be your head coach. Which,
well, that's special teams, but, you know.
No, it's special teams, but it's also, you know, somebody who play receiver, been working with receivers and everything like that. You just mentioned the glossary of great college receivers that he's been able to work with. So what that's telling me is you got a guy that knows how to get guys open. You got somebody that knows how to draw up a play and
I'm a big route running guy over here, right? Yeah. Love some clean, crisp routes, okay?
Yeah, you, Dusty Hare, there's some pretty good route running guys, you know, here at this station and everything. But I think you finally got somebody, maybe not finally, let me take that back. I think you have somebody that's going to enforce defense because special teams is a part of defense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
But I would say it's its own unit, Rashad.
It is, but it's a defensive unit.
Trust me. If they need to focus on anything this offseason, it's special teams.
Yeah, no, and serious, and I think maybe it's no coincidence that you hired somebody who has a huge history in special teams.
Get
right?
a long so, snapper.
Yeah, that's among other things, you know, get people that have hands and can catch, get a lot of things, you know, get competent receivers and, you know, a quarterback that knows how to move the ball up the field. Like, there's a lot of things you need to do. And when you come from Alabama, right, when you have ties with Washington and even stuff with Purdue, shows that you've been around
you've
a few
been around
places.
It. Yeah, so. It very much comes across that he is a little bit more of the executive type of head coach, more of a CEO type head coach.
That's okay, too.
Whereas as far as the guys that are going to be scheming things up, that is like he's probably going to get himself an offensive coordinator somewhere that's calling plays, defensive coordinator that's calling defensive plays, and he is going to have more of that recruiting, talent building, development style.
A very Alabama style of coaching.
Yeah, and just be the head coach.
Yeah.
And have those responsibilities fall on the guys that really know what they're doing. So I'm excited to see what he does to build out his staff. Maybe poach a couple Alabama players in the transfer portal?
I mean, why not? I mean, if you go there, Jamarcus.
Ryan Williams coming to Oregon State? Okay, maybe not.
I just love they hired a brother named Jamarcus at Oregon State. Like, that's my favorite thing about this whole thing, man. From Rashad to Jamarcus, shout out to you, brother.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens with this new tenure. Also, right now, looking at DePauw University, where Jamarcus Shepherd played at, it is a Division II school. Division III? Yeah, Division III is DePauw University out in Greencastle, Indiana, is where he played his football. Notable alumni, there's a list, but nothing popping up. Thomas Hamilton, former president of the, not the country, the university. So, never mind.
DePauw, not DePaul, but DePauw.
No, DePauw, DePauw.
No.
Yeah. But, and I want to say this about Jamarcus Shepherd. Coming from a Division III to make it to
Bama,
Purdue, to ultimately Alabama, shows you how good his football mind must be, or how good his work ethic, is, or just how likable of a person that this dude is. Because, again, going from D3, and it doesn't show, very many stops as far as, his Division II and stuff. By 2017, he was working at Purdue. And so, hey, man, that shows this guy's work ethic. And if he's anything like he was as a player, which it looks like he was exciting, especially as a kick returner, that's arguably the most exciting position in football. Hey, man, what is there?
The most
another
exciting position in
a
football?
Kick returner? Seriously, you tell me Dante Hall or seriously, those guys exist, but I'm saying that they're not out there like that, but they absolutely exist. And you give somebody a kick return or a punt return, they take it back to the house, or they take it almost close to the house. Yes, that's a huge momentum play for your team, just real fast.
You
get one of them. You don't get multiple opportunities. Oh, let's re-kick. No, you get one. So it's instant electricity. And that's why I'm I think that's an exciting thing. So if you if you can bring some of that as a head coach to this Oregon State team, more power to you.
DePauw University, I'm looking at it. Not bad. Famous alumni. You got Scott and Bill Rasmussen, co-founders of ESPN.
Yeah.
Went to DePauw University. Suck on that, Jordan.
I mean, those guys are big. They are one of the reasons we watch sports the way we do today. They got the satellite. They were kind of ousted pretty early on in the ESPN story, but they got it going.
Rasmussen Bros. Also, Angie Hicks.
It's father and son, right?
Actually. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's Scott and Bill. Scott is the son of Bill Rasmussen.
Okay, well, there you go.
ESPN, the smartest guys in the room. Good book. Go read.
Angie Hicks. Founder of one Angie's List.
Oh, God. Angie's List is so stupid.
Well, it sounds like a pretty successful company to me, Jordan.
Paid.
Yeah. Angie Hicks, also a famous alum. You ever heard of the company Eli Lilly?
I have not.
Yes.
They seem to, they're like one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies in the world.
Pfizer, Merck.
Oh, okay.
My wife works for Merck, by the way.
How about the Eli Lilly?
Boom.
The Eli Lilly.
Back in 1800 and
something like that. Yeah. I mean, DePauw must have been, they must be around for a while.
Well, they had one schoolhouse.
Steve Sanger, former president and CEO of a little company called General Mills.
That name sounds familiar.
DePauw.
DePauw. All right. And now Jamarcus Shepherd. He should be on this list as well, too. That one dude from Fox News, Brett Baer. One of the least psychopaths on that station.
I don't know. If you look deep into his eyes, he starts to look a little more psychopathic.
Got some dead eyes there.
Yeah.
What else here? Just kind of, they got a pretty long list. Got a long list of people. Some of these I have no idea.
Did you already say where DePauw is located?
It's in Indiana.
Thank you. Indiana.
Joe Shane, current general manager of the New York Giants.
No, who cares?
He went to DePauw.
They suck. The Giants.
What did DePauw University do to you, Jordan?
Yeah. You turned him down. He didn't get in or something like that.
Really wanted to go to DePauw. Yeah.
He didn't become QB1.
Yeah, it's some school in the middle of Indiana. No thanks.
That's about as far as most famous alumni that I can recognize, at
doesn't
least.
Doesn't sound like they're super famous, but hella rich. That's the one thing. Maybe not super famous.
Eli Lilly?
Yeah. Maybe not super famous, but incredibly rich. So, well, shout out to DePauw.
One more famous alumni that they can add to the list under the sports section here next to Bill Rasmussen and Scott Rasmussen and Joe Shane is now head coach of your Oregon State Beavers football program, Jamarcus Shepherd. And text line contributing, it was Jalen Polk. That was the name I'm forgetting. The other Washington Huskies receiver.
The slot one.
From a couple years ago. So, yeah, knows how to develop those wide receivers.
Yeah.
Mike Hass, 2.0, coming in, baby.
There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.